51. All boundary skills are defensive, never offensive. All the skills we use in boundaries, and you can read my paper on boundaries for individuals, are meant to defend yourself. They are not meant to do anything to anyone else. If you're trying to do something to someone else, you're giving them an opportunity to practice boundaries with you. Boundary skills are to protect you. You never ask someone else to protect your boundaries. That's a challenge for you to learn your own boundaries. Boundary skills are defensive. 52. All conversation can proceed at the maximum speed of the slowest person present. This is the rule of speed in communication. And when a couple comes in, it's the first thing I teach them, that they have to learn to slow themselves down to the rate at which their partner can listen effectively. Not their thinking, but their speaking. If they talk too fast, faster than their partner can listen effectively, then their partner doesn't hear a lot of what they're saying. Mirroring, of course, is one of the ways to teach people to become aware of this. Slowing down is not that difficult if you practice, because you're really not slowing down your brain. What you're doing is slowing down your mouth, and you're just inserting a set of gears in between your fast brain and the mouth that must go slower so that communication can proceed. 53. You can either be right or in relationship. Take your pick. When I first handed this years ago, I just loved it. And I saw it just actually yesterday with a couple where he said, I just have to be right. And I just slid my chair right up to her and said, well, you can either be right or in relationship. Which do you want? And this, of course, is what's behind the master-slave dynamic. 54. Walking into a desert does not make one want to dance. I got this from my friend Sarah, and I think it might be even a Hebrew phrase, that if you are traveling someplace that is very painful, you may not be very happy about it. 55. Up until age 8, you were entitled to everything. After that, you were lucky to get oxygen. Adults are not entitled to anything. Learn to earn what you want. There's nothing wrong with wanting things. And as a child, wanting things is a perfectly normal thing. You need care and love and comfort and understanding and all these sorts of things. But after age 8, I believe you're not entitled to that. And one of the important things in raising children is to help them shift from an entitlement economy into an earning economy. 56. An idea may be good, even if my father came up with it. This is something I learned a long time ago. I was about age 18 when I realized that the person who speaks an idea could be anybody, but I'm the one to decide whether it's a good idea or not. And just because it's my father who speaks it doesn't mean that it's not a good idea. 57. Patience is a trait of adults. Impatience makes you appear childish. I believe that all children are born impatient, and it is a job of growing up to become patient. It's actually not a personality trait, but a skill, a set of skills, the skill to be relaxed when time doesn't flow at the rate that you want it to, when things don't move at that rate. And the ideal time, I believe, to teach it is around age 7. I didn't learn patience until I was about 41, and I think that for adults, it's worth any money you spend to learn the habit of patience. 58. Oh, you think I made a mistake? Wow, that's probably at least the 23rd mistake in this hour. This one has to do with people pointing out that I make mistakes and normalizing making mistakes rather than getting defensive about them. And what is a mistake? A mistake is doing something you think is right, and then on further reflection or with further information, you decide you wished you'd done something different. So what we want to do is whenever you make a mistake, whenever you do something and then later want to change it, we want to celebrate that you've improved. You've become a better person by learning that. Instead of focusing on the mistake as being something negative, what I always like to do is point it out as a piece of gold. It's an indication you should have a party to celebrate that you've improved. 59. There's a short way that becomes the long way, and a long way that becomes the short way. This is an old piece of wisdom. I refer to this sometimes when I'm teaching with mirroring. Mirroring sometimes seems longer, but the result of long mirroring is that you learn a whole series of skills which speed up your communication radically and also improve the quality of it. But this is true in many ways, that sometimes people who go for the shortcut, they often end up doing something that makes things considerably worse, and then you have to fix it later on. A friend of mine, he's a carpenter, said his toolbox has three drawers. One drawer is full of the tools that build things, and two drawers are full of the tools that tear apart the first thing he built because he built it wrong and help him build it right the second time. 60. I don't know how to say this right, let me say it wrong, and then let's clean it up afterwards. This is a very useful principle, and I think it's good to memorize it and have it around the house just to set up that idea that it's always better to say it, even if you don't know how to say it right, than it is to keep it secret.